Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Negg joins us on today's program after his recent visit to Central College to talk about water quality, harvest, and trade.
Well, Secretary Negg, obviously you're here at Central College today. First of all, what was it like to interact with college students, maybe an audience you don't get to talk to very often, and some of the questions they were able to ask specifically about water quality?
Well, it's always great to be in Pella, first of all, and I love coming to Central College, and Mark Putnam and I had a nice visit today, and I'm always interested to hear about what's happening here and in the community. So great to be back. Yeah, very, very good interaction with students here today. Of course, this is a continuation of a focus that Central has had on water quality for some months now. And so this is part of a series. And so, again, there's an awareness, I think, on campus, which led to some really good conversations. I always appreciate the opportunity to talk about what we're doing at the department and what's happening across the state. There's a lot of progress, a lot of great things, a lot of momentum in terms of implementing Iowa's nutrient reduction strategy. We don't always get to talk about that. And so that's first and foremost what I appreciated about this. But good discussion too then, and a range of questions that I always enjoy.
Well, and when we talk about water right now, obviously we're in a situation where harvest is still quite a bit delayed, especially when it comes to the grain side of things, and has been now largely for a year, as you mentioned up on stage. And one of those issues now is becoming propane as well, and how that ties into a shortage here. You know, what is your department kind of staring down right now when it comes to that at a statewide level, the continued issues with wetness and how it's relating now to our fuel?
Well, when we think about this year, it's just been a tremendous challenge from a weather standpoint, really all across the state. We had flooding in southwest and southeastern Iowa, but there were very few places in this state that weren't impacted in some way by the wet weather this spring. Created conditions that resulted in late planting, a lot of concern about yields because of that late planting, and really every measure throughout the growing season, you'd say that we were behind a couple of weeks. Well, that has proceeded into the fall, where we can continue to say we're a couple of weeks behind average on harvest progress. Yes, and then layer on top of that, we had right at the end of October into early November, we had a real crunch in terms of propane usage in the state. I've talked with propane suppliers that saw two and three times their traditional or their average demand during those last 10 days of October, and that just created a real pull on the system. You had a tremendous amount of grain drying that's happening across the state. Really, harvest started all at the same time all across the state. We had wet corn and a lot of it, and then cold weather, and so that, of course, spiked demand in residential and livestock as well. And so in those situations, we have to prioritize residential and livestock, but we also know that the only way to solve that is to finish harvest, see some warmer temperatures, and or get more supply into the state. Been working on all of those fronts, trying to increase the availability through some waivers. The governor has granted some waivers around hours of service that allow those propane transporters more hours to get propane where it needs to be. Recently, a weight limit waiver that allows them to fill, just put a few more pounds of LP on the tank. That helps, again, move product where it needs to be. And generally, what we're talking about is there's enough gallons in the United States. It's just a matter of getting it where it's needed. So it has absolutely created a hardship for producers.
Another thing you mentioned briefly was trade, obviously still kind of hanging over a lot of farmers' heads. China, kind of the elephant in the room, but some progress in other areas.
Yeah, when you know, after you talk weather with farmers, you typically then talk markets. And trade uncertainty has really driven a lot of discussion this year. So, yeah, we think about China, and that's certainly been a disruptor. The other one that probably is more important to Iowa is the USMCA, U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement. Canada and Mexico are Iowa's number one and number two trading partners. The ability to have that deal done, and frankly, that's a source of great frustration for folks. That deal was negotiated a year ago, and what we need to have happen now is Congress to pass the USMCA. It's time to put it on the floor. We believe the votes are there. Let's take a vote. And what's frustrating to me is that, you know, every day that the U.S. Trade Representative's office is negotiating with Congress is a day that they're not negotiating with or trying to pursue an additional trade agreement for our country. And so this needs to be done. Would provide great certainty for our markets. Japan, we just got back from a trade mission to Japan. A lot of optimism around that market. Very important market for us. It's our third. After Canada and Mexico, Japan is third. And we're coming off of a new, newly announced trade agreement, a tariff reduction agreement. Very important meat market for us, number one for pork and beef, and we think there's great opportunity to expand that market even more.
Once again, that was Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Negg following his recent visit to Central College. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKBLS.com under podcast and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.